Well, back at Wyatt Auditorium as Emporia High falls for the second consecutive game as Andover wins it 66-47. With CEO coordinator Iris Renteria, I'm Dylan Sherwood. As Emporia High getting their fourth place medals, and Carolyn Dorsey gonna give them all to her seniors. Starting with Lauren Williams, now Ryan Peek will get it. Lil Peek had a great season this year. And Addie Kermer's gonna get one next. The future Lady Hornet hugging her coach, a former Lady Hornet herself. Now Emil Bennett will get one. Minnie now gonna focus on soccer for Oscar Macias. Then go play at Baker. And now Lexi DeWitt, Bulldog Junior. And now Taylor Cunningham will get it, her medal from Coach Dorsey.
Number 15,
Adam. Madison Gutierrez, the two friends, the best friends, as Taylor's mom, Amanda, and her dad, Rick, you know, the Gutierrez and the Cunningham family pretty close, and Kyla Herkins will get her medal. Kyla, you know, missed last season due to her injury she suffered during volleyball last year. Demia Zapata got her medal, and Alexa Shively, man, has been playing 3 years. Carolyn Dorsey told me this last year that AJ got a starting role, right at Christmas when she was a sophomore. Tegan Baker gets her medal. Now Zeta Pearson gets her medal. Tegan missed a lot last year, and Zeta Pearson, known for her defense, get her medal. And Carolyn Dorsey and all the Lady Spartans going to wave to the crowd here as the Spartan faithful represented and showed for their team here at Wyatt Auditorium this week. Three consecutive games. You look at Thursday night, over 3,400. Almost 3,400 in attendance last night. We'll get you the stats and the attendance of this one here in a moment. But as Emporia High finishes a historic season at 22-3. As Andover getting their medals, Brooke Walker, I've seen her all 4 years, and they have grown as a program. Well, let's go over the game stats. Matt Redeker got them for us. Our game stats are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. For Andover, who finishes the season at 24-1. 3 in double figures. Aaliyah Green, 14 points, 12 rebounds. Lena Shetler, 14 points, 8 rebounds. Brooke Walker, 12.7 rebounds. So you look between those two, those three, 40 points and 27 rebounds. 9 points, Katie Evans, 7, Bella Budara, 6, Brody Christensen, 3, Greer Hand, 1, Asia Sullivan. Andover, 24 of 48 from the field, 50%. And a difference maker in that third quarter was Andover was 8 of 11 from the field. That included that was part of their 25-8 third quarter. So 24 of 48 from the field is Andover, 50%. They were 7 of 15 from 3, 47%. They were 5 of 12 from distance in the second half. They were 11 of 17 from the free throw line, 65%. 37 rebounds led by Green's 12, and 13 turnovers for Andover. For Emporia High, the historic season ends at 22-3. Addie Kermer will end her season with a 20-point game. 9, Emil Bennett. 4 each, Ryan Peek, Lexi DeWitt, Lexa Shively, Demia Zapata, 4, Tegan Baker, 3, Dana Pearson, 1. Emporia High was 18 of 51 from the field. That is 35%. 5 of 15 from 3. They go 1 of 8 from distance in the second half. So 5 of 15 for 33%. 8 of 17 from the line. 47% of the free throws were the Achilles heel for Emporia High this entire tournament. Emporia High rebounds the ball 26 times, 6 rebounds led by Addie Kermer, and Emporia High turns the ball over 10 times. Those are your game stats brought to you by Robert Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. Let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll do play and player of the game here in a moment as Emporia High falls to Andover in the third place game of the Class 5A state tournament. Andover wins it 66-59. We're back in a moment with more here on the Prairie Land Partners John Deere post game show. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh cut meat, triple inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by longpineauto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by ValuNet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia.
Mix 104.9.
Back at Wyatt Auditorium as we continue on the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show. Lady Spartans fall 66-49 to Andover in this third place game of the Class 5A state tournament. Got to bring up the attendance. Just 20 shy of 2,000 here for this third place game. 1980, so three good attended games for Emporia High here at the state tournament. I was going to bring something up for you. On that state run in 2009, Emporia High won that first game at state, but then fell the last two times, the last two games. In that state run in 2009, lost to Great Bend 39-35, and then lost by 27, 70-43 in the third place game to Bishop Carroll. Well, this state run started on a 38-35 victory for Emporia High over Bishop Carroll, and then the 55-47 loss last night to Mays South, and now a 66-49 loss to Andover in this third place game. 10 Final Four appearances, including this year for Emporia High. 6 state appearance this year, third consecutive, 22nd overall. So just some, a couple of state notes I wanted to bring up for you. And Emporia High had another motto. I don't know, I can't remember if I brought this up in the season opener against Ottawa, but this group had a motto, one team, one dream since 2014. This group has been playing together for quite a while, and all 12 of them got to put the uniform on for the black, red, and white here this season. And all of them got to play in their final game here at Wyatt Auditorium. Getting here was pretty impressive. A 19-game winning streak. Entering the state tournament, picked up their 20th consecutive win on Thursday night against Bishop Carroll, but end the season on a two-game slide as they finish the season at 22-3. Let's get our play and player of the game out of the way first. Our play of the game is brought to you by Shelter Insurance, For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. Well, I'm going to give it to Addy Kermer, that 30-footer at the half that got the Emporia High deficit to 5. That is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. I'll pick our player game next after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Lady Spartans fall in the third-place game to Andover, 66-49. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Look out for the vision of you and your family by scheduling an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. 25% of school-age children have an undiagnosed vision problem which can interfere with learning. People over the age of 40 are at a greater risk of eye diseases like glaucoma and cataracts. Increased digital device use can also cause dry eye and vision strain. Look out for the people you care about. Schedule an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at 620-342-6282.
Okay. And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors. You know, this is a team honor here today. I'm giving it to all 12 seniors because what they have done this season have been historic. 22-3, fourth place finish in Class 5A, 20-game winning streak. So the seniors, Lauren Williams, Ryan Peake, Addie Kermer, Mill Bennett, Lexi DeWitt, Taylor Cunningham, Addison Gutierrez, Kyla Herkins, Demia Sapata, Alexa Shively, Tegan Baker, and Zeta Pearson. Those are our players of the game. Brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's get a 1 minute break in. We will come back with Carolyn Dorsey in a moment. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Mix 104.9.
What's up, bud?
Welcome back to White Auditorium as Emporia High falls in the third place game, 66-49 to Andover. Joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. Coach, I'm going to ask you this question.
Yep.
John Swartz is going to, he needs to get a quick interview real quick.
Yeah.
What did you say in the huddle when the game ended, when you guys were huddled in the lane to the basket to our left here at Y Auditorium?
At the end of the game?
Yeah.
I really don't know, Dylan. That was super inspirational. At the end of the game, I told him, I said, you turn and you thank these people that have given them, you know, they gave a reason. Our girls gave them a reason to cheer for something. And they're good students. They're good role models. They're good people. They're good athletes. I told him, you know, you don't hang your head. We didn't play great again, but it's all right. You know, they've got two or three D1 kids over there, and we're 5'9 and smaller, and we tried. You know, it's bottom line is we don't have the size and physicality as them, and nothing to hang your heads about. They've had a heck of a ride. You know, they've put a lot of years into this, and they're a special group. And so I said, you know, turn around and thank everybody and keep your head up.
All right, well, now we get to another hard-hitting question.
Yeah,
from,
that's fine.
From me.
Go for it.
You know, Kermer hits that prayer
with
no time left in the half, down 5, and it kind of felt like a carbon copy of last night, down 5 at the half. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Again, we were so bad from the free throw line. You know, again, you can't win a state tournament. You can't win a third-place game shooting 50%. It's just the bottom line, and we did it for 3 days straight. It's pretty frustrating. We're not typically a bad free throw team, but we were this weekend. You know, and again, when you need the toughness stats, which are boards and free throws and 50-50 balls, and we got most of the 50-50 balls, but boards, you know, you're going against some 6'2 and 6'1s, you know, and I think they only out-rebounded us by a couple. We tried, but the free throw line's where they hurt us. We missed a couple easy layups early and then had them, you know, and then just we didn't put them away, and then all of a sudden that lets them make a run, and we can't afford that. You know, we have to – we had to have every little thing, and we didn't, and that's reality, but, you know, and for lack of effort again.
Well, Coach, I know you got out to a fast start, which I thought was pretty key.
Yeah.
And then I thought the first quarter, you know, you're down – you're down two –
yeah.
And I thought this was going to be very interesting.
Yeah, me too. But again, I don't know. You know, after halftime, we came out, had cut it. But, you know, they went on a heck of a run, obviously. And we just, again, they shot it inside. We weren't very physical. We don't have a margin of error down low. And when they were able to, you know, when they called out for a foul, when I feel like we're there on help and backside, you know, that's a tough break. It is, you know, they get the benefit of the doubt for being 6'2 on that. And then, you know, we don't get that because we're 5'6 shooting in the trees. And, you know, that being said, I thought we had some good takes and drives. And, you know, but we don't have anything easy. Everything we had to get tonight was going to have to be really, really difficult. And, again, when you got two or three D1 kids, you just can't afford those kind of mistakes, I guess.
Well, Coach Addie Kermer, let's start with I want to talk briefly about each senior.
Okay.
Let's start with Addie Kermer. 20 points in her final game in a Lady Spartan uniform.
Man, Addie's such a competitor. She kills me because she gets so angry all the time over such little things. You know, if we're not in the locker room at the right time, she is stressing out. You know, she's a creature of habit 100%, and I respect that about her. I like it too. She really elevated her game this year. I'm excited to watch her here at the next level. You know, she didn't really have a great offensive night. Still had 20, I thought. You know, she's one of our only kids who can go get a basket when we need a basket. She's probably the only kid, honestly, that can actually get to that rim and you know, just create. She can create, and she's got a great vision. You know, she's come a long ways. She's been groomed by Gracie. She sat that bench that freshman year, and just you could just see her watching and studying the game. And she had a pretty darn good mentor, and Addie's turned into everything we needed her to be. I'm happy with how she finished.
Well, let's talk about your other starting four.
Okay.
Just real quickly on everybody, Ryan Peake, Emil Bennett, Lexi DeWitt, and Alexa Shively.
So the other starting four, what a good group. AJ and Lexi are the heart and soul of this team. We just said in the locker room, I didn't think – Gracie Gilpin and Allie Baker were pretty darn good for us defensively.
Hey, I saw them both.
They were here.
Both play when they were freshmen.
They're great.
They were good. I remember that.
No, I know. I remember too, Dylan. They're pretty good. And we didn't think we'd have two kids that could replace what they did defensively, and we found that with Lexi and AJ, and they are just amazing. Lexi is just such – she's just great. I'm telling you, I can't put into words what she means to us. And AJ, I have so much admiration and adore the heck out of her. She is one of the toughest son of a pups I know. And what a great kid with a gorgeous smile and just does all the X Factor stuff. She's not too cool to do the dirty work. And because of that, she's been awesome. You know, Ryan's done a great job for us inside. Works hard, strong. Battled her all year at 5'9". And then Minnie, man, what a good year for Emil. Just shot the ball well with confidence. You can yell at her. It's off, going off her back. She's a competitor. She's going to play soccer at the next level. She'll be fine. You know, she's got some edge. She's fun to coach. And, man, she's got a lot of vinegar in her, and I like it.
Talk about, let's go with Addison Gutierrez, Kyla Herkins, Tegan Baker, Zeta Pearson next.
All right, those four were definitely our key bench kids coming in first. And all four really good kids, worked hard. You know, Kyla rebounded off of an injury. Tegan rebounded off of two knee injuries over there, and Addison, ankle injury. Those three, you know, missed an entire year of development. And we did fine last year. We could have been probably better with them, but we didn't have them. We still did all right. And this year we did better. You know, you lose half a step anytime you get a pretty major injury, and those three have all had their fair shares. So really happy about that. Zeta, man, came in. She's pretty strong underneath. Again, undersized, but strong. And when she goes up, you know, she's got pretty good body control and athletic, and those four are pretty important. They did a nice job. Again, their minutes varied every game, just depending on how the starters were doing and what kind of break they needed. But they were definitely crucial, no matter if it was 2 minutes or 10. Those kids are pretty good sub kids coming off the bench.
And Lauren Williams, Taylor Cunningham, and Mia Zapata.
Yeah. And those are three more kids that could have rotated in more. But you can't play 12. It's just unrealistic. You're not going to be able to find a pattern. You need those starters on there because of what they contribute. And those three, like I said, do a great job. They, you know, they did some of the dirty work. They had to be our scout kids. They had to go against the starting five all the time. You know, last year they were the heart of the JV and got us some tons of wins there. And we can't practice at the caliber level that we practice this year without those kids. And they have to. I hope they understand that. You know, it's hard not playing. I'm sure they probably don't. You know. I'm sure they wanted to be more mad at me at times. It happens. It's my job. But I hope they understand how important they were to the success of our program. And, man, they're good personalities. And Cunningham's one of the weirdest kids I know. But I love her to death. She is the hype man. She is down there just all about it. And it doesn't matter who. And it's just, again, be a starter in your role. And that was her job. And that's what she did. And she did it really well. And all of them did.
And a lot to replace for next season, Coach.
Dylan, I don't know. Yeah, 100%. That's our entire varsity roster. We had two kids sitting over there that could have played, Adea and Little DeWitt. And they'll be the future, you know, and we're going to have to surround them with some kids. And honestly, there's going to be a rebuild. You know, it's not going to be overnight. And this wasn't overnight, you know. Brax Stewart's class, go back to Kelsey Gordon and all of them. My
Michaela
first, Simons, Jenica,
yep.
Several of you, Tamia Victor, what an animal. We were really good and
yep.
Had some success, and I lost eight seniors that year, I think. And then all of a sudden, we weren't very good. We tried, we were 500. We won games, we stole some we shouldn't have because they were disciplined, and we were all right. You know, it took 3, 4, 5 years until Gracie's class got back to freshman, and all of a sudden you saw it again. So.
Yep.
Unfortunately, in Emporia, it ebbs and flows. You have a strong class. You usually have smaller classes underneath because they know they're not going to play as much, and that's reality. Our junior sophomore class is not as strong because there's not many kids that went out. The freshman class is all right. Middle school, eighth grade class is okay. Seventh needs a lot of work. We got fifth and sixth graders going, and if you haven't noticed, there's about 20-some little third graders running around here, just eyes wide as all get out, wanting to be them. And it'll come again. Like I said, that fifth and sixth grade class is playing a lot. It'll take a couple years, but there'll be a rebuild at some point.
All right, one more thing I want you to mention. Your spring league coming up.
Yeah.
I want you to get that dropped since this is our final broadcast.
Again, and we can't say it enough, these kids did it all. I know sometimes parents are overwhelmed, and trust me, my son's in four sports right now. I'm sure he chefs. You know, we sometimes have to miss things. It's unfortunate. We try to schedule and make everything work. It's hard. But this is what it takes. Lexi's group, they did it all. They were by far better than a lot of those kids a lot of times, but they were there. They were in the gym. It was another hour in the gym, and that matters. So for the spring league coming up, man, to the Emporia community, get them in there. You know, Coach Baldwin's going to do his in the summer. I won't turn boys away. I have a boy coming. I need him to be good. So I need boys and girls in that gym, and we want to try to build this again because it doesn't happen overnight. It takes a lot of commitment, and again, it takes a community and a school that will support them, support them in their athletics, not handcuff, and understand what their quality is. And you want to get to be back here at this tournament. There's got to be a lot of buy-in, and it starts with spring league. You know, our staff will be out there. These girls will be out there trying to rebuild for the future.
Well, Coach, I've enjoyed covering this group the last 2 years. You know,
yeah.
You know, especially this season was very magical. The roller coaster ride, it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
20 in a row was on Glacier's Edge tournament champions. Fourth place finish at state.
Yeah.
This one's going in the history book.
Dylan, man, they rewrote it, that's for sure. I'm struggling a bit, but they're a special group. I've worked with them since they were 7. They're ready to go, and so that's great. I feel like a mom. You know, I lose kids every year. It's not an easy job. You invest all this time into them, and then they leave. But they're ready. They're going to tackle the world really well. They rewrote history. I think they gave Emporia High just something to be proud of. You know, we've had some black marks on our record here, so I think the girls coming in and getting all these championships and doing things that this school hasn't seen and maybe hadn't had a lot to cheer for is, I think, pretty cool. There was teacher support, was phenomenal. The community was great. I couldn't have asked for a better year, I'll tell you that.
Coach, thanks so much for
everything.
Yeah,
Dylan, you're great, bud. I know you love them.
You know I'm a Spartan. You know I am.
I know. I had to counsel you more than you counsel me most of the time. I kind of felt like. But you're great. I know you love the kids. I appreciate any coverage because they deserve it.
They do.
So, I appreciate your passion for them.
Thank you.
You're
I
welcome.
I appreciate it.
Right,
well, thanks.
This is my final sign-off, right?
Yeah, this is your final one until... What, December 6th or something like that? I think
of
December.
What, of 2024?
Yep.
Dylan, I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow, man. I'm not going to book anything out on December.
Well.
I can't make any long-term commitments, Dylan.
I hear there's a long road trip in the season opener coming up in 2024 and 2025.
Why, where are we going?
I think we're going to Liberal to open the season.
That's great. I'm not locking in anything, Dylan.
Well, Coach, I have to go to Pittsburgh September 6th for football, so.
Yeah, sure, why not, you know? Is there any schools in Colorado? There might be some schools in Colorado that need a game. Might as well just keep going past Liberal.
Well,
see the countryside.
I remember Coach Simons scheduled Legend Colorado and played that game in Scott City.
Yeah, surely there's someone closer, right? It's all right, Liberal, sure. Again, I don't know where I'll be on December, whatever. I don't like to be tied down, Dylan.
I know you don't. Well, Coach, thanks again for everything.
Yeah.
This is your last sign off
yeah.
for broadcast.
Right.
But we will have you on Sports
Talk
next Saturday.
I thought I have to do this again on Saturday. Next Saturday for Sports Talk.
Yeah.
Don't you guys worry. I'll be back one more time.
One more time.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Coach.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here post game. Lady Spartans finished fourth in class 5A as they fall to Andover 66-49. Final comments next. You're listening to Emporia High Basketball.
Seasons come quick, and before you know it, your yard will be ready for the mower. Be prepared to hit the grass mowing this spring with a well-maintained mower. Give Prairieland Partners a call to have your equipment inspected and serviced by a John Deere certified technician to ensure worry-free mowing this spring. Don't wait. Beat the rush by calling Prairieland Partners to schedule your mower today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairieland Partners.
This has been the Prairieland Partners postgame show. Prairieland Partners John Deere delivering the right solution. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
Mix 104.9.
And back one final time from White Auditorium as Emporia High fourth place finishers this year in Class 5A, 22-3 on the season, and 12 seniors. Going to be a lot to replace, but I can tell you this, if you've been along for the ride, this was a special group to follow. Whether if it was a trip to Shawnee Mission North, Manhattan, Junction, Paola, Washburn Rural, wherever. It was my honor to bring everything to everyone this season. I know I missed a game, but a game that I missed happened the same time as another game that we had. It was the Emporia High boys at versus Wichita Collegiate in the Bluestem Classic in El Dorado when they had that makeup tournament or makeup game with Manhattan. So it's been an honor to bring you Emporia High Lady Spartan basketball here throughout the season. You know, like I mentioned, got to thank Coach Carolyn Dorsey. Man, she put up with me from middle of November until now. You know, whether if it's multiple interviews, sports talk, and everything. And all of these 12 seniors have had to work on some interview skills, and they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready once they graduate here in May. You know, when they walk across the stage here at Y Auditorium in a couple of months. But this group was really fun to cover, and you know the boys were pretty good as well. You know, their season ended, at Andover Central in the sub-state semifinal. But you know, this was a fun girls team to cover. 20 wins in a row. All three of their losses, you know, unfortunately, they happened here at Y Auditorium. Hayden, May South, and Andover were the only teams to beat the Emporia High Lady Spartans this year. You look at Hayden, three times Emporia High faced the Hayden Lady Wildcats. They beat Hayden twice, and they beat Washburn Rural. A quick reminder, Centennial League champs for the first time since 1997, the first win over Washburn Rural since 2007, as well for this group. First state placing for this program since fourth in 2009. That's 15 years in the making. But what a season it's been. And I have to give a couple of thank yous for everything as we wrap things up here from Y Auditorium. I have to thank Ron Thomas, the boss, who's getting ready to PA both game state title games here at White. Gotta thank him for giving me the opportunity to come back home a little over a year and a half ago. Come work at KVOE. Gotta thank Blake Cripps. He's only been with us for a little bit. But Blake's been doing big things for us at KVOE. But This was a fun season. And it's a rebuilding time for the Lady Spartans. But fourth place finish here for this group, very special. They put a banner up for the Centennial League title. And they did big things for this program. And they will greatly be missed. But I mention everyone at KVOE for everything they've done. And this was a special ride to follow both these teams this year. I'll get ready to focus on spring sports. Not going to hear the last from me yet. But this ladies' sporting group that made it to state for the third consecutive year finishes fourth as they fall here this afternoon, 66-49 Andover. First state placing for Emporia High since 2009. I need to thank Connie Osorio and Iris Renteria and Grace Ish, as Connie and Iris have flip-flopped back and forth, run the show back at the KVOE station. But this one was fun. A fun ride here in basketball. And year three starts September 6th with the second year of the Caden Glinsman era at Pittsburgh. Basketball starts in December, so we'll bring you that. So for one final time from Y Auditorium, again, thanks to Iris Renteria for running the show here on our final Spartan broadcast of the 2023-24 athletic year. the final score. From White Auditorium, Emporia High falls to Andover in the third-place game in the Class 5A State Tournament, 66-49. Thanks to all of our sponsors who make Emporia High Athletics possible across KVOE and whenever we have games here on the mix. And tune in to Ken Hansen right now on Country 101.7 FM at both Lebo teams. Look to bring home state titles as the Lebo boys taking on Cunningham and the Lebo girls taking on Hanover. Thanks again for tuning in. It's been a pleasure and honor, and I look forward to bringing you Emporia High Athletics again in September. You've been listening to Emporia High Sport and Basketball on Mix 104.9.